Save big money on your summer project at Menards. Transform your garage with rock-solid floor coatings. Complete your project with a showroom-quality finish in 1 weekend. A one-car kit covers up to 250 square feet. Get everything you need to complete your project with rock-solid floor coatings. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Most people make this big ROI calculation mistake when it comes to their investments. When you're done watching today's show, you are going to know exactly how to avoid this pitfall. Let's break it down. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor and founder of Morris Invest, which is a turnkey real estate company. This channel is devoted to helping you build financial intelligence and financial freedom. We use buy and hold real estate as the vehicle that produces monthly cash flow. When you're done watching this channel and you subscribe, you should be able to watch any video here to help you build financial freedom. That is the goal. So welcome to today's show. Let's dive into it. We are going to talk today about ROI. Of course, you know how important ROI is to making sure that your investments are actually cash flowing. So many people make the mistake of investing in real estate and they end up having a negative cash flow, or they simply don't know what their return on investment is. I'm going to talk today about one big mistake that people make when it comes to calculating their return on investment. But before we get into all of that, we need to walk back a little bit. We need to give a frame of reference for understanding return on investment. So what is ROI? It is simply the return on investment of your property. It is the cash flow that you're putting in your pocket every month minus your fees, your taxes, your expenses, those other items that can cause issues, that can take money out of your pocket. That's that simple. But most people make a huge mistake. So let's go to the calculator. Okay, I'm pulling out the iPhone. We're gonna dive into a calculator here to show you exactly what I mean on an example property and why we wanna take out 40% for vacancy, repairs, and expenses. I'll show you that in a second. But for the sake of argument, let's just say this property that we're buying right now cash flows $800 a month in rent. That's a typical property that we do at my company and typical properties that I purchase, $800, $850, $900 a month, right? So let's do that. $800 a month times 12 months, right? That's gonna give us $9,600 for the year. Now that's gross, right? That's how much we would make if we didn't have to pay taxes, or if we didn't have to pay a property manager, or if a water heater didn't break, you know? So that is pie in the sky. That is if nothing goes wrong and you don't have to set anything aside for capital expenditures, right? $9,600 a year. That's the gross amount. Great. Now we want to take out 40%. My formula, the one that I always use, we go more deeply into this in an ROI show that we've done. You can check that out. But my calculation, I like to take out 40%. That's a pretty conservative number. That's a very conservative number. I know a lot of investors only do 20%. I like to take out 40%. That means that I know that even if above and beyond things going wrong, double things going wrong, I've got a nice cushion that can protect me if that house sits vacant for 3 months or 4 months or something like that. So let's go back to the calculator. $9,600 a year. I'm going to multiply that times 0.6 because I'm going to take out that 40%. Now, that's the net cash flow, $5,760. That's the net cash flow that I'm looking at for this particular property. Okay, now, how do I figure out ROI? What's my ROI number? I always want to be between 7 and 12% net return, okay? 7 and 12% net return. Sometimes I have properties that have a 6% return. That's better than I get in the stock market by a lot, right? So even 6% is pretty good, net return. So let's take a look at those numbers. So now I'm going to take that $5,760, and I'm going to divide that by the cost of the property, the all-in cost of the house. So for the sake of argument, one of our properties is roughly $60,000, right? I'm going to divide that by then $60,000. That's going to give me 0.09, and if I multiply that times 100, that gives me a 9.6% ROI on this property, okay? Go back, rewind it. Let's go back and watch that again so you fully understand what I'm talking about. Go ahead and rewind it. I'll sit here and wait. Go ahead. Okay, got it? Are we now up to speed? You understand how we arrived at a 9% return on investment on this particular example property? Remember, this property was cash flowing $800 a month. It cost $60,000. That's a pretty darn good return on investment, right? 9% return, 8%, 7%, that's a pretty good return, okay? That's how we figure out the return on investment on a particular property. Now, let's get into where people make mistakes. And frankly, where companies are disingenuous when they advertise properties to people, okay? You ready for that? The biggest mistake that new investors make when they're figuring out return on investment or figuring out whether or not they're going to purchase a property is they don't calculate for that 40%. They don't account for fees, expenses, taxes, property manager. They leave all of that out and they look at a pie in the sky number of the gross number that we had as our example, $9,600. And it's not terribly your fault. If you're new to this game, you think that's how much money I'll make a month in rent from this property. That's great. That's probably what I'll make for the year. No, no, no. There will be things that will go wrong. I know this sounds rudimentary, but there are companies that kind of prey on you for that. I've definitely seen companies advertising properties for sale, and it says gross return on investment, the gross return, the ROI is 6%. And you look at it, if you don't know better, you're going to say, wow, 7% return, honey, that looks great. That's actually like a 0% net return. Because they haven't taken out the fees and the things that you're going to have to pay when they show you that number. So you end up with a 1% return or a 0% or even I've seen properties advertised where there's a negative cash flow on the property, a negative cash flow. We just had a client actually who we were working with. He was doing a 1031 exchange with our company and he was considering buying this other property in Arizona, which was way overpriced. And it was a negative cash return position. But he didn't know better. God bless him, he didn't know better. But this is all too common. And it is a huge mistake that people make. I can tell you a number of times where I've talked to investors who've held on to a property that they own. They are still paying a massive mortgage on it, but they lived in the property and they moved to another property, right? It was their we didn't have kids house. And then they moved to a now we've got kids house. And they kept it because of an emotional attachment. They had really high taxes, a very high mortgage. They had all of these additional expenses, a homeowners association fee, and all kinds of different things. And they were negative cash flow, but they didn't take into account their taxes. They didn't take into account all of these other things. So they thought they were cash flow positive. Once we got out the paperwork and started going through the numbers, their minds were blown. And that afternoon, they went and called a realtor and listed the property for sale because of the negative cash return and the high taxes that they had on this particular property. So this is a common mistake. Don't feel too badly about it. It happens to the best of us, especially in the face of advertising, which is showing you a gross number instead of a net number. Always be aware of that net ROI after all of your expenses and other items are taken out. So I hope you learned something very important today. Pay attention to net return on investment, not gross, which is ugly. The gross return on investment. Thank you so much for subscribing to the channel. I hope you get a wealth of information here. We've got tons of great resources. And if you're new to the channel and you want to download our Freedom Cheat Sheet, it's a 3-page free download. You can't beat it. It's free. Download it for free. Check it out. And it'll teach you how to build financial freedom one rental property at a time. We'll see you next time here on the channel, everyone. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth.